This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, October 5th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor warns us that October isn't supposed to be this warm. We'll also get that immediate warm forecast for the next couple of days from meteorologist Jay Searles. First, a look at today's news. Some Central Illinois National Guard troops will come home from Iraq this weekend. About 150 members of Alpha Company, 634th Brigade Support Battalion, are due to arrive tomorrow evening at Coles County Airport between Mattoon and Charleston. From there, they'll attend a welcoming ceremony at Mattoon's JFL football field. Meanwhile, a group called Project Vow will hold its own welcome reception a day before those troops are due to come back. That ceremony takes place this afternoon at Urbana's Park Inn. They're also honoring units from Streeter and Chicago. Two concourses at Indianapolis International Airport have reopened after nearly 500 people were evacuated this morning because of a security scare. It happened when somebody brought in an urn with cremated remains. The Transportation Security Administration says that urn was improperly screened. Officials say the concourses were evacuated as a precaution after the passenger who brought the urn couldn't be located. All the evacuated passengers then went back through security screening and the concourses reopened. The TSA says airplane passengers can carry a crematory container as part of their carry-on luggage, but it has to go through the X-ray machine. A new emergency communications plan at the University of Illinois will provide notification in the event of a crisis. Those warnings would come in the form of text messages and emails to students, faculty, and staff. The launching of the program is a joint effort of the U of I's Office of Public Safety, as well as software designers and administrators. The email addresses for that list are being populated right now. Those setting up the system say it's been under development for 3 years, and a number of successful tests have already been done. Mike Korn is the U of I's Director of Security Services and Information Privacy.
It's one thing to know what the system performance is going to be like in a sort of theoretical sense or in a test environment sense, but we're developing a test plan that includes not only very regular, probably weekly testing on a small scale, but a test plan that includes testing with the entire university community.
Korn says the messaging system is just one area the U of I is looking at. They'll explore the cost of other emergency devices like electronic signs and large speakers in public places. Students, faculty, and staff can register on the university's emergency system website. That's at emergency.illinois.edu. The system will accept up to 3 email addresses and up to 2 text messaging addresses. The tougher billboard ordinance passed last year in Urbana resulted in a lawsuit from Adams Outdoor Advertising. Now, as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports, the city is trying to address some of the billboard company's complaints with a revised ordinance.
Officials with Adams Outdoor Advertising say they like many of the changes to the billboard ordinance. One they particularly like would change the application process for new billboards. The 2006 ordinance required a special use permit, with each case coming up before the city council for approval. Urbana City Planning Manager Robert Myers says using that process for billboards could raise First Amendment challenges. He recommends that the permits be granted automatically if the applicant meets the required standards.
What we're proposing is to have high standards for billboards and signage in the city, but we want to make sure that the standards are concrete and that it doesn't necessarily take a necessary discretion in order to approve those permits.
The Urbana Plan Commission endorsed the changes last night. They now go to the Urbana City Council. Attorney for Adams Outdoor Advertising, Glenn Stanko, says he hopes the council will approve even more changes, such as allowing billboards to be spaced more closely together and ending the billboard ban along Illinois Route 130. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Just when it seemed the working relationship between Governor Ral Blagojevich and Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan couldn't get any worse, Blagojevich has now fired the wife of Madigan's chief of staff from her state job. Sean Crawford has that story.
Bronwyn Raines has worked for the Department of Human Services for over 20 years as a child psychologist. She helps screen applicants for Social Security disability payments. Raines is married to Tim Mapes, Madigan's right-hand man. Mapes says the change came as a surprise.
It's unusual. A supervisor of the department presented her with a resignation letter.
Buddy says his wife had no plans to leave. A Human Services spokesman says the situation had nothing to do with politics. He says the federal government changed the qualifications for the job. When asked if he thought it was retribution by Blagojevich after a bitter legislative session, Mapes said that would be one characterization. Mapes' wife had benefited since Blagojevich took office. Her annual contract with the state went from $45,000 a year before he was elected to more than $100,000 now. Most see the firing as ratcheting up an already tenuous relationship between the governor and the speaker. I'm Sean Crawford.
Researchers want to build up an army of citizen scientists to help them track bees. Honeybees and bumblebees are among the most important pollinators of plants. This year, amid a collapse in the number of honeybee colonies, scientists vowed to better track the abundance and distribution of pollinating insects. Entomologist Mae Barenbaum says a new University of Illinois website will help with the gigantic task of tracking bees in Illinois.
There isn't really the expertise or manpower in terms of entomologists to find all the bees. So there was a recommendation to recruit citizen scientists to the effort to do long-term monitoring of honeybees and other pollinators.
Barenbaum says the Bee Spotter website will be fully operational when bees return to flower gardens and backyards next spring. You'll be able to upload pictures of bees found in the wild and plot their locations on a map. There will also be pictures of different bee species to help you identify them, as well as other bee-related information. The website, which is partially finished, is beespotter, that's one word, beespotter.mste.uiuc.edu. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Are you enjoying the summery weather, this unseasonable summery weather in October in Champaign-Urbana? Well, Rob Ketter in this week's Environmental Almanac says don't get too comfortable. He points out the changes you'll see as autumn takes hold in the days to come.
Although this week's daytime high temperatures in the 80s make it tempting to think otherwise, the month of October promises dramatic changes for the natural world in central Illinois. In urban areas, the acorns and walnuts that have already fallen add new challenges to walking and cycling. Gray squirrels are in a constant frenzy, trying to figure out how to store the surplus of food available to them now. If you find walnuts stuck in your flower pots or wedged into odd places around your house or even on your car, blame the squirrels. For now, chimney swifts still enliven the skies throughout the day, chipping to one another as they swoop and glide in pursuit of insects. But somewhere around the middle of the month, they'll head for South America, not to be seen here again until mid-April. Over in Indiana, migrating sandhill cranes have begun to arrive at the Jasper-Pulaski Fish and Wildlife Area. As of now, there are some 400 of these magnificent birds at the site, but their numbers will increase over the next 6 weeks until they peak at more than 10,000 in mid-November. The cranes will move on to spend the winter in Georgia and Florida, but the smaller, cold-hardy birds that come down from the north to stay in Illinois for the winter will also arrive in October. If you keep an eye out, you're likely to see the season's first dark-eyed juncos at your feeder before the month is over. Insect life, which is so abundant now, will also be scarce in a few short weeks. Migratory species, including monarch butterflies and assorted dragonflies, will have moved on by the time November arrives. Adults of other species will die off with the coming of frost, to be survived by eggs or larvae capable of withstanding the winter. Frogs and toads will continue to fatten up on insects while they can, but over the course of the month, they'll be moving toward the edges of lakes and ponds. After a cold snap or two, they'll burrow into the mud for protection from freezing as they hibernate through the winter. In places where prairie remains or has been restored, this year's flower show is mostly over, save for goldenrods and asters. Now is the time for the seeds of most plants to ripen and disperse. Adapted as they are for long life, the perennial grasses and flowers of the prairie will send the energy they have produced through the growing season below ground. It's a good time to recall that much of the life of the prairie exists beneath the surface, where a deep, dense tangle of roots, rhizomes, and other structures mirrors the growth above ground in depth and complexity. Sure, it may still feel like summer today, but October means change in central Illinois.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the U of I Environmental Council. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, you can follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the Illinois State Water Survey. We're looking at possible record warmth for the next few days in Illinois and Indiana. Our meteorologist Jay Searle says today should be partly cloudy, hot and humid around the area. There are some thunderstorms possible, most likely in northern Illinois. High temperatures will range from the upper 80s today in the north to the mid-90s in southern Illinois, quite unusual for early October. Partly and mostly cloudy tonight, with lows ranging from only 60 in the north to around 70 in the south. Then again tomorrow, partly cloudy, hot and humid, isolated thunderstorms possible in the north, and highs ranging from the 80s in the north to mid-90s south with record high temperatures possible. Looking ahead to Sunday, highs in the upper 80s under sunshine in Champaign-Urbana. Another chance of showers and thunderstorms moves into central Illinois on Monday, a mostly cloudy high in the mid-80s. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, October 5th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.